Paula?
Yes.
Paula, this is Daniel Wittig speaking.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, dear.
Hi.
I know you're ill. I just spoke to Jim on the telephone, and he told me that you have a fight on your hands. So, if I may just say this to you, first of all, I just got your mailing address from Jim, and so I could send you a thank you note for your kindness and the time that you took to see me last month. It meant so much to me just that you were willing to do so. I can't tell you, and I wanted to send you a note to say thank you. So that's the first thing. And now that he's told me that you're not well, I do not wish in any way to tax you. I was actually going to call and say, could you possibly spend 5 to 10 minutes with me on the telephone, and then I wouldn't bother you further. But you have to tell me if that's all right. I promise it wouldn't be more than that.
Out of it right now, because the medication I'm on.
I understand. Yeah, of course. Now tell me, I promise you that what I wanted to ask you about would take less than 10 minutes. Would it be all right if I tried to call you later this afternoon for a few minutes? I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions, and that's all.
Okay. All right.
Well, and you have to tell me if I ask you my questions and you just decide that it's too difficult for you right now. Of course, I understand. We'll hang up, and I'll try again. When we were together at Denny's, you had mentioned with Jim and I when Jim and I were with you that about 15 years ago. You had done some research at the Buffalo History Museum Archive, or Beck's as it was then. And I didn't know if it was a job you were doing for the History Museum itself, or it was a job for some other entity, but you were doing the research at Beck's.
No, it was for the History Museum.
It was for the museum. And what I was interested in knowing was that you had said that it was about 15 years ago, like around 2000?
Around then.
Well, this is what I wanted to know. I have been trying to talk to people who've been familiar with the archive over a period of time. Like I spoke to someone who was familiar with it in the late 60s, someone in the early 80s, and you said that the place was in a terrible state. There were stacks of material on the ground. And I just wanted you to tell me a little bit about the kind of the disorganization and what condition it was in. And you said it was a terrible mess.
It's very disorganized. I'm trying to think of the people who were there at the time.
You said there were a lot of things even that were stacked on the floor.
Yeah, there were. Because I don't know what the papers were.
Right, I understand. You don't necessarily know what they were, but you did say that you saw stacks of archive material in the archive that was literally on the ground, and things spread all over tables, disorganized, and so on.
I
was trying to get a flavor for like what kind of condition it was in, because I'm trying to sort of piece together how it was sort of run in the late 60s, how it was run in the 70s, the 80s, and so on. You see. And I don't know anyone that had experience of the place around the time that you did, like sort of 95 to 05. I don't know someone. So I wanted you to just tell me for a minute or two what were the terrible things, the mess that you saw, so I get sort of a flavor of how it was being run then.
There was no protocols, and you had to sign in check what you had.
They didn't check the material you brought in with you.
Right.
And they didn't check IDs, and they didn't force you to check your bags and your coats at that time, did they?
Right.
So you could walk in with your own material like a stranger off the street and just sit down with your coat, your bag, your research material, whatever. None of it was checked, and then you could go up to the desk and ask for what you wanted to see.
Pretty much.
Okay. Because I know this is long before the time of Cynthia Van Ness, she wasn't there then yet. Do you remember? Sorry.
I'll think of his last name. I want to say, I can't think of his last name.
Okay.
The executive director, and he barely had any budget.
And he was the director of the archive or of the museum itself? And he was working. Oh, sorry.
S E R. No.
Okay.
He was underfunded. I knew that. I liked Bill very well. But my husband helped me, and he just was never able to secure the kind of funding.
Right. Right. And because we're talking about that time around the year 2000, so it worked very much then as it does now that, you know, there might be 3 people from the general public, or there could be 12 people from the general public who'd come in with their bags, their hats, their coats, their own research materials, and they would just sort of plunk themselves down in a chair without their things all being checked and searched. And then they would just go up to the counter and sign in, show no ID, and then ask for their material.
They asked for ID, but they didn't know anything.
Yeah, during the time that Cynthia Van Ness has been there, unless they're doing it differently now, they weren't even asking for ID. You could literally walk up. I could have walked in there and signed my name, P. Rosner, and nobody would have known differently.
I think that's the gist of what I was saying.
Right, right. But
I got a lot of university. I got the question to a university student.
Yeah. What I had been told about the period of sort of 1985 to 1995 was that if strangers off the street, just the general public, who might not mean any harm at all, but all together, would come in off the street, they'd have their own research materials, they'd have their own books, papers, bags, coats in the winter, whatever, and they would just sit themselves down in a chair. Nobody ever searched their bags or their coats. Nobody made them check any of it. No one inspected any of it on the way in or any of it on the way out. And that's your experience too, correct? Okay. So whether we had one honest person walking in on a given day or we had 15 dishonest people walking in, they were able to walk in with their coats and their bags and their own research materials and not be compelled to check any of it, not have any of it searched on the way in or have any of it searched on the way out.
When I was there.
Right, right. No, of course.
All right. I wish you
Dear, that's fine. I told you I didn't want to press you or even speak to you if you weren't up to it. I'm going to send you a thank you note. You are in my prayers. And I thank you so much for your time and your good wishes. And I'll check with Jim, see how you're doing. I don't want to disturb you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. God bless, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.